It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will. But then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
Red and yellow! Red and yellow! We love you, Jesus! All right. Man,
he's risen.
Stay up, good. All right. Guess where we went? Of course, my picture is mirrored, so it's like we went to I'm a wolf.
But I mean, even as I'm talking to you, I can see it and read it. And it's right. It's the right way.
Yeah, medieval time. Oh, medieval you can see. Okay, so I'm just mirrored for me. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very weird. All right. Anyway, we went to medieval times to celebrate William getting his therapy merit badge. It was a crazy weekend. I apologize for seeming a bit out of it. I've only been awake for 30 minutes, and it's 11 o'clock, because sometimes when you're my age and you stay up till 3:30 talking for 6 hours... after going medieval times, your whole brain body deal gets a little confused on when it's time to go to sleep. So I am still adjusting. Hello everyone.
It's medieval times lag is what it is.
There we go. Hello everyone. Welcome to Magic Tongue Hat, the only podcast in the world where we went to medieval times. There's no other podcast where we went to medieval times. I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 702.
I'm not even going to go through what this is about. We might get to an email. We have one that is ready. Right into the email address, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com with things so that we can talk about them. But today, it's much more focused on our trip. A lot of the trip, I think it was a very good trip.
Yeah, I do too.
It was a lovely time. A lot of it is just for us. You don't get to.
you don't get to.
It's a private stuff. But suffice it to say, I think William finally gets just how much I hold him in contempt. And it took a solid 26 hours, but I think he's dialed in on that.
I think I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It took a lot of, but we're there. But mostly, well, okay, partially, we finally have broken our streak of not eating at White Castle. Both of us.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like a dream. I've been wanting a long time to eat at White Castle, but well, that's a different thing. All right, we need to talk.
Our streak
about
of
medieval
eating,
times.
Not eating at White Castle. Oh, man. It was a good run.
And I say run. That phrase in the same way of that movie called We Need to Talk About Kevin. We need to talk about medieval times. Last night, after we got home,
yeah.
I gave my wife the rundown of the entire medieval times experience.
Oh, you did? Wow.
Yes. Going there. And what it's like inside and what's there and the show and the mediocre fight choreography and the even worse acting and all the different accents and the food and the frankly fucked up storyline. All of these things. And the horses, lots of horses and one bird. It took an hour.
Really? To tell her everything?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, don't get me wrong. I told it well, in my opinion. It was a good story. It took an hour.
Mm.
So I'm not going to do that on the podcast. Instead, I have come up with another fun way to organize this episode. You're going to hate it, which is part of what's super fun.
What makes it fun for you, right?
Yes. So here's what's going to happen. I am going to... Sorry, I have a text from someone. Oh. All right, this is better.
People can see it, yeah.
Oh, okay. This is the commemorative picture that we got taken. Well, William has the framed photo, but it just came with one, so he just sent me a copy of the picture.
It's a good picture.
It is a good picture. And just so you know, William did wear his crown for a while over the top of his hat.
Over my hat.
Eventually he took it off and put it like on the table. I didn't have a hat, so I was...
It wouldn't stay there. So. I wasn't going to take off my chicken hat.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to set a timer for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And you are going to describe the medieval times experience that we had.
I'm going to.
Yes. Oh. My version takes an hour. I can't do that.
Okay.
Don't worry. I will interrupt you almost constantly.
Oh, but that'll take out of my 20 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, I won't be able to say anything. I can see how this is going to go already.
Even though it's 20 minutes for you, it's always my 20 minutes. And then once that is done, we, as a group, you, me, and the listeners, although we may have a hard time hearing their votes, are going to fill out the email I got wanting us to take a survey rating the experience.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it. I haven't cheated ahead. So, but just to solve something here, we had two major through lines that are not part of the medieval times experience, but in fact, just something William and I invented. And one is that the particular knight we had, the red and yellow knight, is actually white Jesus. That was William's creation. And to an extent, we had a build on that where the black and white knight, he had a cross on him, and we thought is he Christian against Jesus? And that's confusing. So we decided it was a T because he was Sir Tyrone.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of Tyrone versus Jesus Christ fighting. And so that was mostly William's creation. And then my mostly one, and it's a long story how we got here, but the queen eats babies. And I bring this up because literally both of these things were colored through our whole evening. We tied both of these facts into a whole lot of dinner theater that no one else was anticipating. So just keep that in mind as William tells the story. All right. 20 minutes. Start now.
Well, first of all, I think it is relevant that I've been to medieval times two times, once in Florida and once at this place. And Tony, you'd never been.
Your other time was in Florida.
Yeah, it was in Florida. I know I didn't mention that because I wasn't really thinking it through, but later on when I was talking to Abby, I was like, oh yeah, that was in Florida and this was here in Schaumburg or whatever. And so, you know, when you first get there, it's a pretty impressive edifice, really, right? I mean, it's like,
it's a castle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly a building made to look like a castle, but they made it to look like a castle.
Yeah, which I was telling Tony as we were walking in, it's like they probably didn't even need to do that, really, but they did, and it's kind of neat. And when you go in, before you get into the arena, there's this huge area where they have, gifts. There's a bar, and there's places selling.
Oh, there's three bars.
Yeah, and there's places selling, like, fantasy statues, you know, fairies, dragons, and all that stuff. And there's souvenirs. And there's even a place you can go to see the horses beforehand. And there's also, I don't remember this before, but there's a place where the person who does actually plays the queen in the thing is like knighting people. And I don't know.
Yes. It's another add-on. The whole thing is full of add-ons, and one of them is you can pay for somebody to be knighted, and then there'll be an announcement about it during the show.
But you can buy like even swords and daggers, like the kind you would order from like Atlanta Cutlery or Museum Replicas, yeah, or something.
You can buy little toy ones for the kids, but right, you can also buy real fucking. You can buy suits of armor. They're listed as $4,500.
Yeah.
Like it's. And you can buy a 4 foot tall statue of an elven huntress lady, but it's $1,200.
Yeah, right.
And I told William I was proud of him, but I was not $1,200 proud of him.
So, and I remember that from last time, and we got these Medieval Times mugs that we still have. I mean, a lot of the souvenirs you can get from them are actually quite nice. But anyway. And they take your picture, right? That's what we had our picture taken. Yeah. And they randomly assign you to a knight, and you know, so we couldn't pick, but it was the red and yellow knight, which, you know, the first two times I've been to Medieval Times, it was always the blue knight, but we got the red and yellow knight, and Tony pointed out that it represented Big Bird and the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, that's why it was fake.
I thought that was hilarious. Was
absolutely fake.
So then you go in, and eventually you go in, and we got a front row seat.
Some of you may hear Ezzy is hunting in the background, if that's being picked up at all. She tells where she's hunting for toys.
And that was an add-on thing too, right? The front row seat, right?
Yes, we got. I got a package just above general admission, mostly because we could get the souvenir picture, but. There were several tiers above that, but for whatever reason, for another $16 total, we got front row and like what I think is one of the fanciest things, which led me to believe like they hadn't sold all of those, so maybe they can get a little bit more money. But I really loved it. We were right in the front
row. No, right. Yeah. And I'd never been in the front like that before. So that was fun. So we got in there, and we told the lady that I was vegetarian and stuff, which,
oh my God,
which oddly,
We go further, I do want to specify, and I thought it was just me, but William also had it throughout the experience. And I mean, from jump, the lady who checked us in, every, like our server, every single thing anyone said on mic or not on mic anywhere, whether they were right in about, like, every person in this building, except for William, who I could hear because he was right next to me, and we understood maybe one out of every five words.
And to be
so loud.
Yeah, and to be fair, we had to talk into each other's ears mostly, right?
Yeah,
or we
couldn't hear. That's either. That's the only way we got away with it. Yeah. But, it's, you know, all, every the storyline, and there is a storyline, literally just our server talking to us, and she's, like, a foot away. Mm. One out of every five words. So a lot of what was said, we are conjecturing.
Yeah. So let her know I was vegetarian. And for some reason that meant I get my food before everybody. I mean, your food came after I was like done eating, really, when you were still eating.
Think because for every other piece of food, like, they just go down the line, you get one.
So
first they went through with the special. Isn't it similar? Well, I guess it's not on planes, but there, I've seen that before in places where the dietary restrictions come out first because it's specific things to specific people. And then the rest, you can literally just go down the line. You're like, you don't have to check. You're like, what do you get? Piece of chicken. What do you get? Piece of chicken. What do you get? Like, nobody has to ask. Whereas for you, they have to find you. And I thought you were going to talk about the fact that she was super mean to you, but like in that whole, we're on the playground and I have a crush on you, wait, like the whole time, seemingly stemming from you being a rabbit, which is what she called you.
Yes,
and
she did.
Then, and I was, you ridiculed. Got this way before me, but then implying you were drinking horse urine.
Yeah. Yep.
our serving wench, and that's what they got, serving wench or serving surf. We got a lot of sexual dynamism in the whole. Oh my God. I know dimorphism, but I think dynamism plays better. But our serving wench, I think, was new. because she had a level of enthusiasm that I saw in none of the others, which just tells me her spirit was not broken. There's a point at which there's a big parade in the arena, and every single server is out there holding a flag, and they're all just going and very, and she, only her, out of,
was waving like at people. Yeah.
25, 30 people out there waving and smiling at all of us like she was a lunatic. And not a single other one did. I wouldn't have recognized. Right. As soon as I was like, is that our serving list? Yeah. What is she? And it turns out they all were out there. It's like a little promenade thing at the beginning.
Yeah, she
was just going crazy for that. But yeah, she really was in on William.
No, this was something that I think had happened the last couple of times, because I was a vegetarian the first time I went, and I think they always tease the vegetarians. I think that's the thing they do.
Yeah, but she did it in that way, in that push you down on the playground kind of way.
All right, whatever. Anyhow, so and the,
I think she's also literally younger than your daughter, but you know,
the vegetarian option. I don't remember precisely what I've had in the previous two times, but I just remember thinking it was good. I don't remember it being as much food. Like,
yeah, no, it was a lot of food.
Yeah.
And you could have, people had take home containers, which just looks so weirdly out of place.
Yeah. It was, but yeah, it was a lot crazy. Of
people, you got leftover. And I ate all of my shit.
So like there was that soup, which was quite good. You know, it was a tomato soup with like just the right amount of garlic in it. But I also had my main thing was a soup, right? Where it's kind of a vegetable barley thing. And I got a utensil like everyone else. I got a spoon.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I thought, I was surprised by that too, because I thought it was all going to, you know, because that's kind of their thing. It's like, oh, we don't have silverware because it's medieval times, right? But then I got a spoon because the soup was kind of thick and it was good. I don't know if I told you that it was very good.
No, you did. And weirdly, you got a little veggie and pita hummus plate.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like a separate thing. Like your soup was clearly in place of our chicken. But then also when we originally got the tomato soup, a.k.a. dragon's blood, you also got a little thing of little veggies and hummus. I guess it's just because calorically they want to make sure you got enough protein, or I don't know.
But there wasn't a similar thing for you, was there?
No. That was a totally separate deal.
Huh.
It was weird.
That was weird.
That was the only part that was, because everything else was vegetarian. You got all the other things.
And then you very cleverly observed, I'm sure this happened in the first two times I went, but I didn't notice it like you did. But I think you're right, is I did notice in the first times I went that, there's a falconer, you know, and you get to see that. And there's they show the horses, they're, you know, Andalusian horses and stuff and Frisian horses, and they show them doing tricks and things. I remember that in all the shows, but although, were pointing.
We've been looking at the pictures. They're not Andalusian horses.
Oh, they're not?
Some of them, not all of them. Well, some of them might be. We're not good enough to know for sure. But some of them are definitively not.
Okay, well, I mean, I wouldn't know the difference, so that's...
No, and most people wouldn't, and also Andalusians are very expensive, so it kind of makes sense.
Okay, well, in any case, you recognize, and I realize this was true for all the other times I went too, that they were timing these... less these of things that you didn't have to pay attention to as much or might not as be an interest as interested in as when the servers came.
Yeah. There were three things happening during the whole process. One was the shit you think of and you want to see, the games,
the jousting,
and the really weird competitions that I did not understand, and that it was hard to tell who won or not, even though they announced it, because again, every fifth word. But that had no bearing on the end result of anything, but they did it. And those are the things you want to watch, the Falconer. The weird storyline where sometimes they would just act, and that got strange. And then the third type of thing was real boring shit that like was just so that people don't think about their own mortality. Like it was the it was the live performance of a screensaver. Like at one point it was just six dudes on horseback sort of in nice armor and stuff, but just sort of trotting in a figure.
Yeah, the Queen's
the
Guard.
Boring
yeah.
Things were always when serving was happening. Mm-hmm. So they were bringing the food or they were taking away the dishes and stuff like that. So while you're waiting for that, you're not looking at nothing. But you're also not looking at anything.
You're right, right.
But then the servers just aren't around when the interesting shit's happening.
Which was, that's,
by the way, you are about, you have about 8.5 minutes left.
Well, I don't really have a lot to say. So the plot, so, you know, like all that stuff you just said, and then there was the stuff that's kind of the plot, right? It's like, you know, it's like professional wrestling where there's a, you know, you're supposed to believe that it's real and these are good guys and bad guys and everything else. And the most people have been, who listen to us, I'm sure, have been to like a Renaissance fair or something, and they know how this goes. The odd thing about it, the noteworthy part about it was, unlike previous trips I've made to medieval times, there was just a queen, not a king and a queen, just a queen. And that became part of it. Like, there was a conversation about whether or not she was, should be married or was going to get married or like hook up with one of these guys or whatever, which I thought was very weird to spend time in, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, why are we talking about this? Is this supposed, is it like educational? Like, oh, back in the medieval times, a queen would have to worry about this. It's like, I don't think we really need to have this conversation right now. But anyway, didn't the bad guy like say things about her being a woman on, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. The story got so fucked up.
I mean, again, yeah, that's like authentic, I guess. But I mean, this is supposed to be entertainment with kids and stuff. It's
largely
like, do we really,
children?
Yeah, do we really need
the story? Genuinely ends up with the knight who's on top. Well, first of all, he like cheats. And again, every fifth word. So I'm
yeah,
putting
we're,
shit in here.
Yeah, we
but
don't.
The knight who by coincidence was literally directly our enemy. So that was really good for us.
Yeah, good for
us. Keep in mind, other people were in that knight section and expected to cheer
to
for
cheer
him
for
and
him.
Did so throughout what I'm about to describe. So he cheats. I forget how, but he like snuck up on a dude and almost knocked his brain off or whatever. The fight choreography was really middle of the road, and the acting during the fight choreography was dog shit.
But he picked
on. They looked bored while they were fighting.
Sometimes, but White Jesus definitely got the worst of it from him. Definitely.
Yeah. We had a thing. White Jesus might have died at one point, but he came back. You know how that worked. But anyway,
Jesus.
Cheats at one point, and the dude who's sort of the MC like wants to like banish him and strip him of his house, but for some reason that doesn't happen, and he has more of a fight, and eventually he wins, and then they're like, oh, but can we let him be the queen's champion? And I'm like, fuck no, he's an asshole, he cheated everything. But that's not why. They're like, can we let him be the queen's champion because his people or whatever aren't good at poetry. Literally,
right.
It's like they're shitty knights.
I forgot
They're good fighters, but they don't do any of the courtly shit. So
yeah,
is this okay?
Yeah.
And then
I forgot
the dude stands up and is like, fuck all of you. I'm a badass. And he's seriously like, you guys suck. Oh my God, you have a woman on the throne. And he's like, fuck right off. And then they're all like, dude, you can't be talking like that in front of the queen, you fucker. And he's like, I don't recognize your authority. I don't think you guys do anything to me. I'm a badass. You can fuck off. And the queen's like, I can still just straight up have you executed. And he's like, fucking bring it. Woman. Like, seriously, kids are here. People are cheering for this dude. And so then we had to bring out the second most winningest knight to win, and obviously he triumphed in the end. But like, also, different part earlier, and I don't remember the entire context for it, but at one point one of the fights ends where it looks like somebody's gonna kill the other one, and
we're given the choice. The crowd gets to decide.
The audience as a whole is given a choice whether this dude lives or dies.
Right.
Children are in the audience. We've been eating chicken and garlic bread. And
chicken and garlic bread.
Like,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
Apparently, like, I don't know how they measure it, but we agreed to let him live. That has to always be
the case.
What
yeah.
the audience decides, no matter what noises come out of the audience.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think so.
also entire subplot about oranges that went on. I mean, 1 second of this plot would have been too long, but it went on way longer than that.
A long time, sure.
Literally, I said out loud, enough with the damned oranges, at the moment that literally two characters with mics said, enough with the damned
oranges. Yeah, right.
And then the oranges still came back a couple times after that. But anyway, yeah, this story was messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was all done, the bad guy lost. You know, the misogynist bad guy who cheated. And the people in his crowd were still cheering for him and pissed off that he didn't win. Like, you could see and hear them. I'm like, what if we had been in that section? William and I don't know what we would have done, but we would have done something, and it wouldn't have been cheering. We might have left. I don't know. It was fucked up.
Yeah, I'm glad we weren't in that section.
Four children. Also, there's little cool things that little girls in the audience can get at various times, flowers and sashes and stuff like that. There is nothing for boys at all.
No. Ever. No.
I assume they're like, no, they'll get a sword in the gift shop. Like, nothing for boys.
That is weird. True.
I mean, I guess they get knighted. Maybe the knight thing is during, I don't know. There is a lot of, like, we have talking about chivalry, and I'm like, do we really want to be? The thing has very strong gender opinions. The whole, both the show and the whole vibe of the place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what was something else that was noted by Tony that I didn't notice until he pointed out was there were babies. I didn't see any babies on our side, but we couldn't. No. That'd be hard to do. So we saw babies over there, and we were very concerned that the queen was going to get. I wasn't. I don't think the queen eats babies, but he insisted. So this was a whole conversation we had beforehand. About,
yes, because long live the queen. And
long
like,
live
I
the
don't
queen.
Know this queen this
yeah.
Thing.
William
was so bad at this because William is simultaneously saying it's fictional. Your queen can be anything.
Whatever
but then
want.
When I talked about my queen and how she eats babies and shit, you're like, no, that's not. I'm like, make up your mind, dude. It's theater of the mind or it's not. I mean, come on. Yes, and. But he did later. We talked like. Frequently, when we were yelling things at the other team, it was about, like, give your babies to the queen. Our dude had the best hair. And at a certain point, William is like, "That our dude looks like Jesus. I think our dude is Jesus." And I turned to him and I said, Jesus was black. And he's like, oh, sorry. I mean, he's white Jesus. And I'm like, okay, yeah, he could be white Jesus.
He looked more like Jesus. So most of them had facial hair and long hair. But he's the one who looked most like white Jesus. Right? To me.
He had the smallest amount of diversity amongst the squires, just a teeny bit. Still mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
None of the major players, none of the knights. We are not colorblind casting at medieval times.
I guess.
They were all white. They couldn't even have fucking short hair. Anybody.
Mm-mm. Or be clean shaven. They all had facial hair.
Yeah, or no beards.
Yeah. But yeah, that was and I don't remember all of that in the previous shows, like that much story.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I don't remember anyone talking but an announcer. I don't remember the king and queen talking. The knights never talked. And one of the bad guy knight got to talk. No one, none of the other knights got to talk, but he did. So I don't remember that before. I'm out of time. Okay. And that's basically is all I wanted to say. It's like, that's what it was like, the experience of medieval times. And it was crowded, very crowded. I was never there when it was that crowded.
And we should specify that the most recent time before this that William went was 20 years ago.
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
So
yeah.
The things have adjusted a little bit. But
It was really fun, though.
I had really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating. I don't know that I ever need to go again. If nothing else, the crowd and the loud was bad for me personally. I have issues with that kind of stuff now. The food was way better than it should have been.
I thought it was pretty good.
Everything I ate and drank, with the exception of the nasty water, which it's definitely tap water from the area. And I know this because I took a shower at like 4 in the morning when I still couldn't fall asleep. And that's a thing I do sometimes to try and help sleep is take a shower. And when I turned on the water, it smelled like the water I drank. So it's clearly just tap water there. And it was, yeah, it's one of those, like, it's a very strong thing that I'm sure if I lived there, it would go away and I wouldn't notice. But I don't live in Schaumburg, and so it was nasty. But outside of that, absolutely everything we ate was either not great and what I expected, which was, like, the corn was pretty shit. It's corn on the cob. It's pretty shit. But when you're mass-producing corn on the cob, that's what happens. The garlic bread was clearly out of a freezer somewhere, and the potato was just not that interesting, but it was all fine, and I ate it, and it's what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the tomato soup and the chicken, and actually even the desserts, much better than I expected. It was good stuff. That soup especially, I was shocked, because it is a very thin tomato soup. It's like a broth, straight up. It's not like a bisque or anything, but such flavor in it. A lot of garlic. I think they must have had a lot of other veggies in the broth. Really good.
And the performances, like the two times I've been before, I mean, the performances were cheesy, but they were like I said, they were like Renaissance Fair stuff, and they were better than what we saw. I don't know, you know, what was going on. I mean, like you said, there was an earlier show.
Yeah, there's a 4 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. And in fact, when we came in, people had gotten out of the other one and were still sort of mingling. Because afterwards, the bars are still open and the gift shops are still open.
I got the vibe that we were watching the second show and everybody was like, not as energized. I got that vibe from it.
I could believe that, because yeah, there was one fight scene where I was literally watching, and the two guys were ding ding ding, and they both looked bored. Until it was clearly the moment in the choreography where their swords were supposed to lock and they were like fighting, and nothing changed in their stance. There was no sign of them using more muscles. Their faces just went. And it was one dude just pushed a dude over.
Yeah.
Like they were fighting and he just reached out and pushed his shoulder and he fell over. One time I heard the thud of a man being sliced through the stomach. That was fun. And I can't believe I heard it, because I couldn't hear anything else, but I very clearly heard the pleather, the dull metal hitting pleather on its side thing.
Well,
a lot of slicing through the tummies, which either meant you died, you almost died, or you're just taken aback for a second. Same wound, but there's always that.
I think so. And I think the horses even seemed a little off and tired, it seemed like.
Some of the horses, particularly the ones that were doing little jumping tricks and stuff, they seemed sad.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they didn't seem like happy. I'm not an expert and I can't like pinpoint like that's malnutrition or whatever. I've seen horses in things, these do not look like happy horses.
No.
Also, throughout, and this is a thing I know, every single bridle in the whole place was a bit bridle, and the horses had a lot of foam and spit coming out all the time, and that sucks. I do not like that, and that's something I actually know a little something about. You don't have to do it that way. It I guess it's easier for making the horse do what you want, but it's kind of cruel. So that was not there. There's a lot of elements about this that, how do you feel about Disney parks, how do you feel about zoos, things like that, because this is like a scaled down version of those all mixed together. And I have complicated feelings about both of those things.
Right.
So, it's Trish asked early on, as I'm telling the story, she's like, who is medieval times for? Like, what's the clientele? And I was like, there's essentially two groups. There's sort of a third hybrid group, but children and drunk people. And there's sort of a hybrid group that's like college age kids that are sort of drunk children, so it's a little bit of both. And to be fair, there are some also hardcore. They're the equivalent of like Disney adults. People were fucking cosplaying, like customers.
Yeah.
And like they had robes and gowns and shit like that. So some people are like into it. But for the most part, it's children or people who have had 3 Royal Blue Raspberry margaritas already before the doors are open.
Like, demographically, it was a very diverse crowd.
Yeah, it's very Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's tempted to think it was full of white people, that wasn't the case.
Although performances were, but the audience is not so much.
Yeah, I'll say this. The cosplayers were pretty much all white people, if I recall. I didn't see anyone else.
I mean, that is not, as time cosplayer. Is going on, that is not always the way. But especially when it's ad hoc cosplaying.
Yeah, usually is. Yeah, but I don't think so. Yeah, and it was a huge crowd. I mean, the other two times I've gone, I don't remember it being that crowded. But
to be fair, the crowd when we came in was a mix of the previous show leaving and the new
that's true.
Coming in.
That's true.
And then by the time, at some point near the sort of denouement of the story, a lot of people, especially in the upper rows, left early.
Yeah.
To get out, which, I mean, that's the thing you have at a lot of these things. Where it's like, and maybe these are more regulars and they've seen it a lot of times and they're like, let's go before the crowd. I don't know. But it was, I expected when we were leaving, it would be a longer, harder road to like get out and a longer, harder road to get out of the parking lot. And both of those, it was, I mean, we had to do it for a bit, but it wasn't that bad by then. So,
no. So I experienced this the other times I've gone and this time, the stuff in the shops. So, you know, there are things in there that I'm the kind of person, or it's more to the point that I know people who, like, if I'm going to shop for gifts or whatever, this is the kind of stuff that I might look at or I might want to find, right? And
yeah.
And it weirdly, even now, you know, the internet's been around for a long time and all this stuff, I find good quality stuff like that difficult to find. And also, I don't know once I get it and it comes if it's going to be any good. And a lot of the stuff that you see there is like, wow, this is really good quality stuff. I mean, I wish, like, it's like, I probably need to go to Medieval Times once a year just to do some Christmas shopping because good, I can see it, I can buy it, you know?
To me, this is stuff I have seen many times.
Mm.
And it's because I frequent, or used to frequent, New Agey fantasy themed bookstores and shit. Places with names like Crystal Wizard or Rosebud and Fish and shit, like, and this is that kind of thing. It's little models of dragons perched on things or fairies sitting in a lily pad. It's all cool shit, but it's those of you, I think there are people who listen to us, there are person who listen to us that are like me. If you've seen that kind of stuff, it's that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the kind of stuff that I would go to these stores and look at and never buy because they're very expensive.
They're usually expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you're right. A lot of it was, I was like, this is because behind that is all the cheap shit.
Right.
You got the little wooden shields and the little plastic swords and whatever. And we have, William hadn't seen this before, but me having been to a few, we had the thing you have now at every child based event where there's a ton of plastic shit with flashing LEDs in it everywhere. and people walking around with just, you want a sword that glows? You want a mug that flashes? You want a pinwheel that, you know, flies and farts fire? Like, it's all LED based. There's a ton of that. But then these are like real, like the nice crap, like where the things that you think you're going to keep on your desk and then you don't, you know, that kind of thing. If you're into fantasy shit.
Right. But I mean, sometimes you find these things in like even convenience stores. They'll be like, oh, here's a section that's a like
crappy.
Yeah, but they're resin hand painted and they're not very good. I mean, these were pretty high quality things.
These are like the detailed plaster and stuff. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't know where to get them now, so I'm with you on they may be hard to find now. Just when I was younger,
yeah, to me they
were in the places that I went, and I still know some, like there's a shop in Oregon that I'm like, I bet if I walked in there I could find some of these. But in general, I don't know
what, it was a lot of stuff.
I don't seek them out.
There were lots of shops. I mean, it was pretty impressive what you could get there, and the actual souvenirs were pretty cool. Yeah, it was.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a survey.
Okay.
And you at home also. vote. Or whatever. All right. We realize you have lots of options for a fun night out, and we want to sincerely thank you for being our guest and all that money. We are on a quest for excellence, and your feedback is very important to us. Would love to hear how we did. Please take a few minutes to fill out this brief survey and tell us about your experience. Service is at the heart of everything we do, and it's our mission to exceed our guests' expectations. It would be our honor to serve you again soon. Sincerely, the Medieval Times family. Take a survey. Here we go. Please enter your contact information. No. Also, there's not a spot. It just says that, but then it doesn't have a spot that I see. Medieval Times strives to maintain the highest level of quality and excellence entrusted to us from a 1,000-year tradition of nobility, honor, and service. Okay. Please let us know how well our show, servers, and overall experience met this goal on your visit. Please enter your contact information so we may follow up. All right, let's fucking do this. Go ahead, bring it. All right, follow up with me. This
will be awesome. I wonder, how old are they really, Medieval Times? That's...
I mean... ish. I mean, that 1,000 years qualifies as actual medieval times.
No, yeah, I know
all
that.
Of those traditions of service and shit. A, not sure correspond to then, and B, I'm not sure what you're doing now is what they did. I don't think you can be like, my family's been in the grog and jousting tournament business since 1238. Like, I don't.
Yeah, right.
I don't,
right,
that's not a thing.
So they started in December of 1983. So 40 years. That's interesting.
Thousand, whatever. Which castle did you visit? Where is it here?
Although,
there's a lot of these castles.
The founder does claim to be a descendant of Charlemagne, so.
We're all descended of Charlemagne. Charlemagne is one of those like Genghis Khan things. Like,
yeah, it is.
Most of us are descended from Charlemagne.
Yeah.
What brings you to the castle? Your fucking show. other.
I think they think you're gonna say like a birthday or.
Yeah, no, that's what it's a drop down menu, and I picked other because they didn't have like other celebration or anything.
Okay.
Who did you bring to the castle, Big Bird?
Big Bird.
Friends, we'll say. Which night did we cheer for? The one I was randomly signed. Yellow, your table number. Three.
Three, yeah.
Oh, they're going to get some shit on us. Shit. What was our server name?
I did notice at the time.
I did not. The
I
person
did.
Who checked us in was named Lucy.
Yeah, that was Lucy.
Our server
yeah.
name.
I, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you kind of deal. Shoot. I did notice. Like, it, if you'd asked me during the show, I would have said, hey, what, did you catch our server's name? Yeah, it's such and such. I could have told you, but.
What
shoot.
Did are you mean now?
I know.
Cannot recall. That's a weird name. Tell us about your dinner service experience and the quality of your meal. Food, what do you think? Food very good? This one is an actual write-in.
Okay. I mean, it was... I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, like you said, it wasn't... It wasn't
well,
like
gonna
a
start with
the
server
best food
was
ever.
Excellent.
Yeah. She was great.
She was great. She was one of the best things about the experience.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like, it was, you know, better than a fast food restaurant or something. I mean, it was,
yeah,
it was good to me. I thought it was good.
How about food? better than anticipated. I think that's fair.
Oh my gosh. I was talking to a friend and they were saying, oh, I've seen Medieval Times in a whole bunch of like movies and TV shows and stuff. It's like, I only know Cable Guy, but Garden State it was in. Medieval Times was in Garden State, I guess. I don't remember that. That's what it says in the Wikipedia article. Do you remember that either?
I haven't seen that in years, but I mean, I was obsessed with Garden State. So
no, I know. You loved it.
Not so much now, but I still love the soundtrack. Mm. Did our box office photo bar and gift shop teams exceed your expectations? We would love to hear how the service was throughout the castle before you entered the grand arena. The service was great. Couldn't fucking hear anybody. But I think the service was, I mean, nothing spectacular, but it's all good. Right?
No, yeah. Lucy was cool. Whoever took our picture was cool.
Yeah, yeah, they were cool. I mean, they didn't like blow me away. It doesn't stick out in my mind, but everything was good. Yeah.
Right.
Nobody didn't do well.
Yeah, right.
All staff was good. So loud.
So loud. So very loud.
Was frequently hard to hear literally anyone. Period. Ever. We're 26% complete.
Okay.
How would you rate our show? It's a 1 to 5 scale, with 5 being the best.
Well, not a 5, I guess.
I wouldn't go even 4. I think the problem is it's so up and down. I mean, I say we go for a 3 because I feel guilty going for a 2 because the show was quite entertaining for me in ways that I do not believe were intentional.
Intended, yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like a solid 3. I mean, if you want to argue for a 4.
No, I don't. No.
All right. Let's okay.
I feel more comfortable with a 3 than you do though. I feel like a 3 is fair.
I'm okay with a 3. And I would feel bad about it too. I think 3 is the sweet spot.
Okay.
Oh God. This is a write-in. What's the first thing you will tell your friends and family about your visit to Medieval Times? We'd love your feedback.
The first thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would recall the first thing I said.
Sane, misogynist, and occasionally really dark storyline in front of the children.
I mean, maybe that isn't a way the first.
That's what I tell, but
yeah,
I'm special.
Well, it would be totally hilarious if you put that in there, is the thing.
Let's do this.
I don't mind because I noticed it too, quite separate from you. I was going, what is this? But whatever. I wonder what this creative thought process was there, because like I said, when I've gone to shows before, you know, I wouldn't say that I felt like before our experience, if someone said, what's the point of Medieval Times? Like the entertainment, you know, historical accuracy is not a thing that I would mention first, right? Like, I mean, to me, the armor and the horses and the battle they're doing, all of the authenticity in it is to serve something completely different than authenticity. It's to, you know, it's to immerse you into whatever they're doing, but they're not doing authentic medieval stuff, really. So I wouldn't have thought authenticity was a big thing, but it seems like let's put some historical context in this show. And I'm like, why are you doing that? That's not what anybody comes here for, but I don't know.
The crazy, dark, and misogynist storyline that seemed kind of awful to do in front of children, period. if we had been assigned the black
and white
and white pavilion.
Yeah, that was all really weird.
We probably would have left before the
band. That would have been weird, wouldn't it? That's like,
and I'm putting this in the section of what's the first thing you will tell friends and family. So pay the fuck attention. I think this is one that they're going to be like, this is an outlier.
No, probably. Whatever. Probably.
Rate the cleanliness of the following areas. Again, 1 to 5. Not at all satisfied. Very satisfied. Castle main entrance? Yeah, 5. Yeah, I mean, everything was pretty clean.
Yeah, I didn't.
Gift shop? 5.
Yeah, not once did I think, oh, this is messy. Not one time.
We didn't go into the restrooms.
No.
Grand Ceremonial Arena. It was, well, okay, I'm going to mark it 4. There were, I saw signs of spills and things occasionally in the arena itself, but like on the tables before the food. Overall cleanliness of the castle, 5, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's really How good. Often do you visit? I'm going to say very first time, because your last was long ass time.
A long time ago.
Will you return to medieval times?
Well, I don't. You don't think you will?
Do you think you will?
I
unfortunately, it's a solid less no. Yes, no. What's your percentage likelihood? We'll do math.
Oh, it's probably 50-50.
All right. Then if you're 50-50, I'm definitely less than 50, so I think we got to default to probably no.
Because
this is also telling them you can disregard all of this.
Right. But I mean, I suppose. But like, you know, I've got grandkids who I'm going to think would probably find this pretty fun. So oh, yeah, I probably, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know, there's a 50-50 chance I'll take them to something like this.
All right. This is required question. We got to rate the restrooms. I don't know, 3, because I wasn't in them.
No, yeah, we didn't.
That's your fault for making me answer that. All right. How did you most recently hear about medieval times?
I am interested. Like, how did you come up with this idea to do this in the first place?
Because you and I have talked about medieval times on the podcast, and you've talked about, you're literally the only person I know who likes it.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to try it out.
Mm.
And I love it when I can give a gift to somebody that is also a gift to me.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite kind of gift because I like giving me gifts.
I would say I still like it. Like I said, I would go back with kids. Yeah. Probably it's that, you know, when the kids are enjoying it, that's makes it better. But the
I think
first time,
I marked this as recommended by a friend.
Okay.
That's sort of what it was.
The first time I went was just with Abby and we had a fantastic time the first time. So.
Mm-hmm.
And would that was
you
in
like
Orlando.
Us to add your email to our list and receive special offers, promotions, and opportunities to win free tickets? No. If you'd like to share any additional, anything additional about your experience of Night in the Castle, forgot to tip your server, you can contact us at whatever. So there is no other box where I can talk about why the hell why the hell boys don't got no things.
No.
Okay. Submit. Thank you for taking the survey. Your feedback is very important to us. Don't forget to share your photos and videos with us on social. We hope to see you again at the castle soon.
You think it's true that you called yourself an outlier? I mean, surely there are some people that are like, hey guys, that was a little dark. I mean, this is supposed to be like Disney level fun here. And, you know, you don't have to go, you know, and like I said, the shows that I've been to before didn't seem to, it was very light fare. I mean, you could tell that they were, well, actually you could tell they were sort of designing it mostly for kids. Right. And there was, it was one of those things. It's kind of like Ren fairs. I mean, sometimes Ren fairs get pretty blue, but a lot of Ren fair performances are clearly entertain the kids and wink to the parents kind of thing. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
Before. Boy, well,
that's a very common term I hear when talking about things that like red.
I suppose, but this didn't seem like that at all. This just seemed like a, here's our story, you know. If
well, and I think what they think is it's an adventurous story. It's the most adventurous you can do with the least amount of dialogue.
I suppose there's a lot of dialogue. Here's the thing:
do I think you and I are unique? No, but first of all, anyone who is not familiar with or would not use the word misogynist, it either went over their head or they think feminism is made up. And that is a not insignificant number of the population. Mostly the went over their head. Pretty much all the children and a good chunk of the adults. I'm willing to believe a majority of the people who come to medieval times don't consider the concept of misogyny on it. Like, nobody was raped. It's fine. No women were beaten. It's fine.
Well, and aside from the conversation about her getting married or whatever, like, that was the end of it. Like,
no, and she bit where fall. The guy was like, your reign is bullshit because you're a woman. That part also was not great.
No. But it didn't.
I don't know about you. I found that way more bothersome than the bit about why won't you marry. To me, the why won't you marry stuff was just standard. Like, that's misogynist, but it's background noise. Misogyny to me. Like, I was not remotely surprised when they did that. I agree. Didn't need to be there. Kind of dumb. But I was not. I didn't bat an eye. I was like, yeah, no, of course. You've only got a queen. You're going to have the, oh, maybe you could marry. That's what they fucking do. But the bit at the end is, yeah, no respect. You all got a woman on the throne. Ah! I was like,
Get fucked.
I mean, realism. Yeah.
Part of what was bothersome about that, what you're right, is that some people in the crowd are supposed to cheer for that guy. Still.
Yes.
Nobody was cheering for the her getting married thing. That wasn't a thing.
I think the majority of people in there, especially all the young ones, it doesn't mean
anything. No, sure.
So of the people for whom it does mean something, it has to be a big enough deal that they're talking about it on their podcast later. And you and I, for good or for bad, for whatever reason, are very sensitive to such things.
Oh, yeah, we are.
There's a lot of people who would just, like, roll their eyes at that part. And be like, oh, what the fuck? When you get into people who would sit around and bitch about it on a podcast later or whatever, only a small chunk of them are going to submit the survey and talk about it in the survey. And I think that small chunk is literally just us.
Yeah.
So I think based on the way survey returns are, we are definitely an outlier.
Well, okay. So I would say here how difficult it is for them to create entertainment for such a diverse demographic. Like you said, college kids, little kids, whatever. But the last two times I went, once just with Abby and once with Abby and the kids and Mick, our friend Mick, it seemed to hit all the right notes in the tone. I mean, I didn't notice any tonal problems. It seemed like something everybody could enjoy. This is the first time I've gone where it's like, okay, I don't know why you're doing this. That's just the only time that's ever happened. So I feel like they were hitting that sweet spot, whatever it is, before. And you told me they made changes. You said you read on a.
Oh yeah. No. One of the, when they describe the whole thing, they talk about how there's a whole storyline, and I read, not red. Why would I say red? I watched a video on YouTube about the history of medieval times. And a few years back, they changed. I think they've had a couple storylines. I think since you've been there, they've done a story, but it was a different one. And they've recently started this new story with this queen. And they mix it up every once in a while. And yeah, it's meant to be a plot now. It is theater in that sense.
Which
it's weird, and I think it's demographic fine. I think it's the quality overall is fine. I think medieval and the damage I think Medieval Times is doing to society is no worse than almost every single other TV show or event or movie everywhere.
Yeah,
I think for what it is and for who it's for, it's real good.
Well, I have to say
it's
that
not for me.
Yeah. The people who had
a couple different senses.
Right. The people who had big speaking parts and everything were completely the Queen and the Chancellor.
Other than
or whatever.
The accents yeah. were all the. I think they were all trying to do generic English.
Yeah, British, I think.
And
yeah.
they were all failing in different ways. But and they all, every one of them had a very different accent from the others. And every one of them, even the Lord Marshal, who was definitely the best actor in the place. Sometimes his accent went away for a second. Like, none of them sounded like this was their normal voice.
No, they didn't.
But again, it's fun. Okay, and I do have we should wrap up, but I do have we have to tell the sweet story, and I'm gonna ruin it. So, so at a section when we're doing all the little games that I do not understand, where we're playing catch with flags and. Stabbing ever increasingly small rings, and
it was
a gold snitch thing. None of it mattered. The jousting determined it all. None of it fucking mattered. But in between each one, the knights come out on their horses with little bundles of flowers. Probably should be roses. It was clearly carnations,
mm-hmm.
mostly red and white and a few yellows. And they would sort of look around their pavilion section for ladies. AKA little girls, to give them flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like two or three seats down, a father and a daughter. I think they were, but it was father and a little daughter, six, seven,
that's what
there,
I'd say.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And the first time our guy comes out, she's real excited. She mm-hmm. wants a flower. She's waving. Mm-hmm. He didn't give her one.
Mm-mm.
And that's fine. There's lots of other little girls and everything, but. I think we were sad for her because she was the one we knew because she was right
yeah,
there.
Right next
she
to us.
Disappointed. It's like, oh, and the dad's like, oh, sorry.
Sweet
whatever.
Kid. Yeah.
But it's cool because they did it again. They did it in between each of the weird little games.
Mm-hmm.
And like three or four times they came out. And every time, but each time she's sort of a little, and he never came to her. And at a certain point I was like, come on, how many little girls are in this section? Fucking do it. And this, she's so adorable. She's right in the front row. She clearly wants it. But by the end, she's like kind of like dejected and shit. And we're like, and I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
We need more flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just, I'm like, I'm sure it's not like I'm like, take one away from this girl. And give, but I'm like, it's cute, it's sad. We don't have enough. I mean, again, forget nothing for the boys, but. And then at the end of the things, something, 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 again, every fifth word, they all get little sashes of the Queen's favor
mm-hmm.
for being such good game players.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little sash that they stick on the end of the job. I'm like, yeah, cool, flavor, text, whatever. And then they all go to their pavilions, and Jesus has a little bit of a knowing smile on his face. And I'm like, what's going on? And he comes over, and we're in the front row, so he's like right there, and he tips it, because apparently they got to give them to somebody, and I can see now that the little ribbon says on it, Queen of the Tournament, and he gives it to our girl.
Well, and think about it, who else could he have given it to? Because it's at the tip of his lance. He couldn't reach up to the second or third
that
or fourth
probably
row.
Probably would have been weird, but he was clearly saving her.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Right, because
I was
he
like,
knew.
You sly dog.
Yeah, he knew the whole time that he was going to do that.
And she takes it, grinning ear to ear,
yeah.
and immediately hides under the table. But we can see her because we're next to her, and she's still grinning. But
oh, she's so happy. Yeah, she was so
and
happy.
And I'm like, oh, that's wonderful.
Right.
And so then we begin again. But then a wench we've never seen comes down with a camera and stand to take their picture.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Was this a double bluff? Is this a thing you buy? Because there's so many things you buy. You can have announcements and shit and knighting and all. And I'm like, Dad was playing the whole fucking time where he's like, oh, honey. And he knew this was coming. Oh, you're a good dad. That's a good one. He took a picture and then she went away. And then later, when she comes back, she's got the picture, mm-hmm. and they go over, and I'm like, oh, she gets, because that's happened. During one of the boring things, we got William's pictures.
Yeah. Think.
But this one was special, came down, did it, and I'm not watching. I was like, yeah, you rock, Dad. You're awesome. And then the woman walks away, and I see she has fresh receipts in her hand and one of the card readers, and I'm like, oh, no. Dad didn't plan this, and he thought it was a lovely happenstance, and she was super happy, and they came down and took the picture, and they're all super happy, and then they came back down, and they're like, great, so you want this? $30, or are you going to tell me in front of your daughter that you're not willing to spend the money on this picture that she's now seen, Dad? And I'm like, fuck you, Medieval Times. That's some bullshit right there. And he did it because he's a good dad. And I mean, maybe he didn't eat that week. I don't know. But he was a good dad, and he paid the ransom money so his child wouldn't be crushed for fucking ever.
The ransom money.
By the way, at the end, the knight who won, which is the blue knight, he got to pick the Queen of Love and Beauty out of his section. And the queen teleported.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Like, she disappeared behind the thing, and then she just reappeared over in the blue pavilion when they picked Queen of Love and Beauty. And I understand it's things underneath, but she went fast enough that I was impressed.
I was too.
Like, there was not, she was booking it behind the scenes. And she was not breathing hard or anything, so it was impressive. Yeah. But again, there's none. And I lean over to William and I'm like, there are little proto gay boys in this audience who are getting this moment when they realize they get nothing. They are telling their therapists in a few decades, like, I just wanted to be queen of the tournament. Like, it is messed up. Medieval Times is messed up. But it's fun. You should go.
But it was fun. It was a good time.
There you go. I recommend taking William. It's way more fun with William. We were inventing stories. At a certain point, the dude up is talking, and it's plot stuff, and William's like, what is he saying? I'm like, it's probably about oranges. I don't... Whatever. At one point, the Lord Marshal and the dude up there got mad at each other, and the Lord Marshal's all pointing his sword, and I don't remember what they were mad about.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it was tense, if you could hear, and we're seven, probably. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time though. I really enjoyed it, and I really don't need to do it again. But yeah, I told Trish, I'm like, if any of this sounds good to you, I will take you. But I don't think she wants to go.
I can imagine going when the kids are older or something. But it's just like, it's like Disney World too. It's like, you know.
Well, another thing, I don't take kids anywhere. One time I took some of my nibblings to an indoor water park, and it was insane, and I would never be caught dead in there, but they loved it. We had a good time.
Yeah.
And if I had other my nibblings are all largely getting, I guess if I get grand nibblings taking places, but I'm not super into Medieval Times, like, not TM, the actual concept of Medieval Times.
Right.
So this is probably not one I would choose of the hacky kids theme experiences, but if I had a nibbling or a grand nibbling that was like, we want to go, I'd be like, sure, fuck it, we'll get you a picture.
Yeah,
I'll pay the ransom.
Do you like,
I'll hire a dude to fling a carnation at you. I don't give a shit,
you know. And make sure that you're in the front row, because
and also, like, if you see us in the bad guys section, I'll fucking kill you. I will say that to Lucy's face. She'll be very old by then, but I will say that to
her. Do you like going to Renaissance fairs at all, or?
I mean, no, because I don't like doing anything. But yes, I like Renaissance fairs quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I like there's Enchanted Forest is my first ever theme park. And it was a little kids theme park in Salem. And I went many, many, many times as a kid, as a teenager, as an adult, as coming back to Oregon to visit. I've gone. I don't think I've managed to take Trish because the timing never worked out. But I always wanted to take Trish. I love it. It's dumb and it's silly and it's real cheap, and it's like the things that we might have called animatronics back before Disney invented animatronics. It's those. You look in the window and the Wicked Witch is like, come closer, my dearie, and see if the oven is hot. I love it. It's great. I have a good time.
So it's fairy tale themed, which makes it medieval themed, I guess.
Yes, it's the enchanted forest. And then you go, and some of it is literally just, here's a plaster display in the woods of Humpty Dumpty as he's falling off or things like that. But then you go in like the dwarves' mine and you get to see all these little grottos and there's black light and that's all cool and things like that. And they tell little stories in a little darker. There's a Wild West town. There's an actual bobsled ride that's like a relatively tame roller coaster that I really like. It's fun. I like that kind of thing. It's not for me anymore, but I can appreciate it. But this is a lot of things. But I had a good time.
Good.
If you've been to medieval times, talk to us, because I'm probably never gonna go again. My life is probably gonna be focused on wandering the world, comparing and contrasting other people's experiences. Because it's fascinating. Like, there's so many pieces that are built discreetly in ways that I'm like, did they change this? Is there something special about when we were there? How did you feel about the woman on a throne shit? And or the earlier, are you going to get married? Or like, how sad did your horses look? How much chicken did you? I got half a chicken, folks. It was a small chicken, but I got half a chicken. And it wasn't dry. It's good. I mean, it was not particularly seasoned, but it was fine.
So there's... Can you see it better?
Yes. I can see it very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because on your phone, it didn't probably look
weirdly black and white-ish, except like your hat's very clearly blue, but the color correction's weird. But yeah, that was pretty early in, and I have pictures and videos. I will try and get them on the blog. I'm not very good at that. Weirdly, the videos I took, the sound is much clearer on the phone than the sound was literally in the moment I was taking the video. Like, my phone has got to have some next level background noise cancellation or something. Cause like, I literally watched one of my videos and was like, that's what he said. I couldn't hear that's what he was saying when I was there.
Yeah.
So videos were pretty cool for that. And like, we did a video of us and I was like, I don't think you're going to hear. So you can hear us totally fine. But they're shitty videos. I took one 15 second video and one 22 second video that I switched the alignment of the camera as I was filming, which just means most of it's sideways. And if you change it, it's still sideways. I fucked that up. I don't understand videos. But anyway, tell us your thoughts on the YouTube here or at the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. I'm really curious. Even if have you just been interested? Did I successfully convince you not to go? If so, I feel bad. I think everybody should go once just to check. It's an experience. It's such an experience. And if you are the sort, William doesn't drink. I basically don't drink, and I really had no interest in. It would probably be way fun with a couple drinks in here. But I didn't. It was the thing. I also considered, because it's in Illinois, dropping a couple of weed gummies before we went in. And I'll bet that would have made it real fascinating. But I was like, no, I want to know what it's like to just be at medieval time. Like, maybe I'll do that if somebody like drags me there again. Maybe I'll be like, oh, I found some edibles. Like, maybe. But I didn't want it the first time. I wanted the clean experience. And that's what I had. But if you're somebody who's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll drink the medieval mango slushy or whatever that's all full of chock full of fermented something, give it a shot. Yeah,
it was weird to have things like tomato soup and corn on the cob when, and like,
potato,
yeah, which they wouldn't have had right in
the 11th hear century. The wench in the section next to us panning out the potato and telling them it's a dragon egg.
Yeah, they did.
Our server comes along and she calls it a medieval French fry. And that was funny, but she did, and I was like, oh, I heard the wench over there call it a dragon egg. And she's like, maybe she's giving them something different. Maybe theirs is dragon eggs. And I was like, that's a good point.
Well, and the soup was like dragon's blood or something. I don't know.
Yeah, dragon blood soup, yes.
But the corn.
And I got confused that you were, well, Oh my God. Thank you, William, for bringing up my racist
incident. Sorry, I forgot about that. Maybe I shouldn't have.
No, this is great. So, yeah, they have little names and cute things for a lot of them. Not all of it. Like the chicken. Oh no. Some, I can't remember if it was our server, if I heard another one. Someone referred to the chicken as baby dragon.
Baby dragon.
But anyway, the corn comes around and she's like, this is corn.
So this is corn.
Maybe workshop this one a little bit. But here's what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what is happening in my head.
It's cone. It's got the juice.
They didn't have corn then like this. Also, in medieval Europe, corn was what they called, I think, pretty much any grain.
Yeah, so
like
barley was called that. Corn,
but yeah,
barley
they
corn.
It was called corn. It was the generic term for grain.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, as a society, taken the thing maize from the Americas, and now we call it corn.
Correct. That's my understanding, too.
And in my brain, and I'm like, I want to make a joke acknowledging this.
Mm-hmm.
My brain did not say, do you think she knows this? Which might have also been helpful information. Because it's not a funny joke if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
But none of that matters, because what fucking came out of my mouth was, my people call it maize. And the instant it was out of my mouth, I was like, I've made a huge mistake. And I shit you not, my brain was like, I hope it is dark enough that she maybe thinks I could pass as an indigenous person. Oh, because I am so ashamed. And she did not even register it.
No,
I mean, she was white too. She went, but like, I felt so guilty. William, who didn't hear any of this,
mm-mm,
I had to turn and confess to him because I felt so bad. Like, it just, things were not working, people. I like, the moment it was out of my mouth, I was like, what have I done? Oh, I said, my people call it maize. Luckily, as I said, I think this is a personal tragedy for me in here. And now for all of you. I do not think she heard. Although I'm fine with people having racist thoughts and it can be hard to avoid, the important thing is not to let that direct your actions. This action, I think, was isolated enough. It was still kind of just a thought. But I do feel awful, and I don't recommend doing that. Unless you're indigenous, even then I don't really, because that's also a super cliched line, which is probably why it came to mind so fast. But medieval times, let it go, Jake. It's medieval times.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
it was a trip.
It was a trip. It was fun.
And then we had a fun time around, and we went to White Castle, and it's good. It is better than having them from the freezer. The freezer ones are the same things, but having them cooked, you know, grilled, the steamed technically, on the thing, or the bun is steamed or whatever, it's good. The Kringle fries were okay. The onion rings were really good.
Yeah, they were.
I would, and you liked the Impossible ones.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And you haven't really had even fake meat in quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, here we have it, but not that often.
If there was one here, I would probably frequent it. I would say, in terms of like fast food places that I actually have experienced, there's several that I'd like to try, but they're not here, and I've never had them. But the ones I've experienced that aren't here that I would like, this probably goes underneath Burgerville USA and just above Sonic drive-thru. And I hear a lot of you, I don't know how, but I hear a lot of you complaining that Sonic is below that. I know already, because Sonic used to be here and I was super excited, and for a while I got a lot of it, and then I never fucking went and didn't care. So I love the idea of Sonic, and I will get Sonic when I'm out. And Sonic is definitely not bad, but I don't really care, apparently, about it.
You know, almost didn't go to White Castle, so I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah, we ended up going to White Castle because we ended up waking up at 12:45.
Yeah.
Because again, the tagline to Medieval Times is we got back to our hotel and came into my room and fucking talked for 6 hours.
Yeah. So we got up late and
And Will was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, this was awesome. I can only do this like every 10 years. Like, I haven't done that since college, and I was ruined.
But one of
was absolutely ruined.
One of the positive things was we got to go to White Castle because we wouldn't eat at the restaurant.
We were actually going to go to the restaurant, but the restaurant was closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know there's one clear ride, so we got to go. And so, yeah, I knocked that off of my bucket list. I was excited about that.
Yeah, I was glad we did that. That was
but
fun.
Like seriously, and then but keep in mind we were also chatting literally every moment, everything. We had lunch at Fazoli's. We were talking all the way constantly in the car. Mm. We had lunch at Fazoli's. We couldn't get our asses out of Fazoli's to get like we were later than we expected. Even though my brain is like, we just have to pause and get back in the car. We can keep talking.
Yeah, right.
But like it was all we could like a lady had to come up and say things that I didn't fully understand, which apparently was just asking for breadsticks, for me to be like, we need to fucking go. And talk all the way there. And when we got to the hotel, we didn't even like we dropped our stuff and then we talked until it was time to go to the Medieval Times. We were later than we wanted to go to Medieval Times because we wouldn't fucking shut up long enough to get in the car. When I got home and started talking to Trish, she noticed I was losing my voice. and it wasn't from yelling during Medieval Times. There was in general, I did not yell a lot at Medieval Times. It's because we never fucking stopped talking for like 26 hours. We were probably having a conversation while we were asleep and just neither of us know it. We were in different rooms. But there was probably like a call and response going or something. Like
probably.
Just nonstop. We're crazy. And in the morning it was hilarious because I was like, oh, you look rough. Were you at like partying, getting wasted? No, just sat around and had a heart-to-heart talk for 6 hours. And then added in the car again. And if we hadn't been yapping in the car the whole time, I would have been a much harder trip. I think I would have drifted off to sleep and hit the wall or something. Like,
oh,
it's Trish and I talk a lot when we drive because it's like 2.5-3 hours to get to her family. And we take road trips for various things. And we talk. We mostly don't sometimes, but mostly we don't listen to podcasts or the radio or whatever. Mostly want the passenger won't nap or whatever in this. And it makes the time go fast and we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, there is no pause.
No, not really.
And a 3.5-hour drive goes by in a fucking blink.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I was like, we're really all right. Oh yeah, the time says. Like, yeah. Because we never stop.
Mm-mm.
I do. There are a couple of times where I was like, oh, I want to talk about this. I'll wait till there's a lull in the conversation. It didn't happen. I would just be like, okay, now it's time. I'm going to shove in this new topic. I literally did that at one point where we were talking about something and I just said, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about this because it's the only way to change topics without organically like just tangent to tangent to tangent.
Yep.
Because we never shut up and I don't wish that on anybody and it's hard and it's exhausting. But it is my lifeblood. It is how I survive. Like I needed that trip.
I did too.
Now I need to recover from that trip.
Yeah, I do too.
But that was a good time. I had a good time. Yep. So anyway, like I said, tell us your medieval time of shit. Email us. We really will do emails and stuff. It's been a crazy time, but we got one email we're excited for and we need more. So please email us and go to the blog. MagicTalkingHat.com or smash that like button here and tell us your own experience and we'll be back again in a week. All right. Have you been pooping dragon's blood since we came back or is that
yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat? Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.